Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Virgil Viduva found guilty of panhandling. He is a listener of ours, and I definitely want to get an update on this case, so we'll share that with you when we get the chance. But something that we've been teasing, or I have at least, over the last few days, and we just never have gotten to it, is the reporter. You may recall the headlines of that reference a reporter who is from Alaska that quit on the air, saying, "F it, I quit."
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? She got raided. As you may recall, she was quitting because she's involved in the marijuana scene over there, the medical marijuana club scene. And last week, police raided the business of Charlo Green. This is from John Vibes over at thefreethoughtproject.com. The former news reporter who infamously quit her job by saying, "F it, I quit." When she came out on air as a supporter of legalization, she also went public as the owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club,
okay,
an organization which connects medical marijuana cardholders with other cardholders who are growing cannabis. Since her highly publicized departure from television news, the Alaska Cannabis Club has faced intense pressure from the local government and the police. Green has been accused on multiple occasions of illegally selling cannabis through her business. However, she insists that it is strictly a place where legally card-holding patients can share what they have grown and harvested. Despite the fact that marijuana was recently legalized by the state, or in the state of Alaska, by a ballot measure, police served a warrant this Friday on the Alaska Cannabis Club. That was last Friday. They confiscated property, marijuana, and even vehicles. It may be legal to smoke marijuana in Alaska, but it is still illegal to sell it, and that is what she is being accused of. Anchorage Police Department spokesbureaucrat Jennifer Castro said they received reports, quote, of the illegal sale of marijuana and other derivatives at the clubhouse, unquote. After the raid, Green told KTVA News, her former employer, her side of the story. She says, "We don't sell any recreational marijuana. We don't sell any medical marijuana. This is a place for cardholders to come and share their own cannabis. I saw them uproot a couple of marijuana plants. They took some bongs and pipes and phones and computers, and that's pretty much it." In an email statement to the Associated Press, Green announced that the Alaska Cannabis Club was back open one day after the raid and that she does not intend on backing down to the intimidation. She continued in her statement saying, "By opening back up bright and early, less than 24 hours after the local police department's failed scare tactic, we at the Alaska Cannabis Club have made it clear that the will of the people is stronger than any force they have, and we aren't going anywhere."
Good for them.
Green also pointed out to reporters that actual violent crimes had taken place nearby just hours before, but the police were too...
I love this. You know, when you point out to them, "Hey, look, you know, when you're wasting your time here, things are actually going on."
Yep.
This is always dismissed, but it's the truth. There are real crimes going on.
She says police were too concerned with her situation to take notice. And it's really just so sad, these police. I've got to say, you know, they like to portray themselves as people who are all about protecting and serving, right? It's emblazoned upon many of their police cruisers and SUVs and tanks or whatever. But the actions speak louder than words. And these cops, and I'm sure they're the same way in Alaska, but we're doing the show from New Hampshire, and every time some sort of medical marijuana or a legalized cannabis or decriminalization bill comes up for any kind of a hearing or vote, it's a guarantee that the police will come out in the form of the Police Chiefs Association, because, you know, they're more important than the average officer. The police chiefs will come out with their official spokesperson, and they will argue to keep the status quo. They will argue, you know, trot out all the old lies about cannabis and just throw it all out there, even though those lies have been batted back time and time again that, you know, evidence has been shown to prove that they're telling lies, they're sharing misinformation. They just keep coming back over and over to continue to keep their power. It's sick.
That's because they continue, what they're using there is the argument from authority. Because they're the Police Chiefs Association, they're able to sort of, you know, just kind of skate along on that alone. Like, the things they say can be untrue, they can be demonstrably false, but enough people will believe them simply because it's not that I think that they necessarily even believe them anymore, it's that they won't stand against them. Well, look, the police really don't want this. I mean, these are the people that are supposed to be protecting and serving us, for God's sakes. Why would you want to do something that they don't want to do? Because this is freaking revenue! Take a look, people. Here are the facts. In Colorado, since legalization, and this article's, I think this was just for a quarter, this period of time, they had $60 million in revenue from taxes, and $140 million saved in enforcement. I want you to sink that in. That's more than double what they made, they saved from not enforcing stupid pot laws and throwing your kids in jail.
Well, plus the other...
That revenue was there for the cops, and they don't want to let it go.
Right, because they're not about protecting and serving, at least you and I. They're about protecting and serving their power,
their
masters, their budgets. They're not about, you know, protecting you, especially if you're a cannabis user. They're about extracting wealth from you. They're about extracting obedience. They want to keep writing those tickets. They love cannabis tickets.
I was listening to a talk show on the way in here today, and the talk show host was fear-mongering. He was talking about the people who have eaten cannabis edibles and sort of had paranoid breaks and committed suicide and done other crimes and those sorts of things. And I'm certain that these are the case. And some of it's probably not just correlative data, there may actually be some causative data. But you need to ask yourself, how many crimes have been committed as a result of alcohol?
Countless.
Nobody's asking to make very few people are asking to make alcohol illegal. And far more crimes, far more killings that go on as a result of that. So, you know, I mean, it's amazing to see these people.
So you can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What's even more amazing is that anybody could even side with the police these days. I mean, that anybody at all with a brain cell or two in their mind, in their head, could possibly take the police's side on this and not see their position for what it actually is, that it's just them trying to shore up their power, trying to ensure that they still have the ability to, search somebody's car because they smell marijuana, which, by the way, when you decriminalize or legalize marijuana, that excuse goes away. They can't use that excuse to just run roughshod over your right to privacy anymore. And so they're going to lose a lot of power if this war on drugs comes to an end. Now, of course, no one's proposing ending the entire war on drugs. No one in state legislature, at least. I certainly would propose that because, it's the right thing to do. Drug users are our brothers and sisters and friends and family members, and, you know, they should have the right to put whatever they want in their own bodies. But that's another discussion entirely. The police love the power. They love the ability that they have because of this war on drugs to search and to seize and to confiscate your property and to take your money. Now, that's what they did with Charlo here in her Alaska Cannabis Club. They went in there and they took a bunch of her stuff. But luckily, she obviously had some, they had something that they could do. I guess maybe there's some product or whatever outside of the store. I guess it sounded like she was hooking people up with other people.
It's just a place
for people to meet. So they must have just taken whatever was on hand.
What Dread Pirate Roberts did, largely, was not sell drugs, but just make a place for people to do their exchanges and whatever.
Now, I hope she doesn't end up getting charged criminally with all of this.
Isn't Alaska making cannabis legal?
That's correct.
So
is happening despite that.
Yeah, but it hasn't gone into effect yet, right?
Actually, it has.
Okay.
It was it was Oregon that has not yet gone into effect.
Okay.
Alaska went into effect a couple of weeks, or about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago. But But what is not legal in Alaska is to sell it.
To sell
and
it.
That's what they're accusing her of having been doing, even though she wasn't arrested. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. If you can defend the police's actions, we sure would love to hear from you. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Our friend Virgil convicted in court this morning. We'll tell you about that coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country.
But yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest small interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Stattmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Chain. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where if you've got some Bitcoin you'd like to share with us, you can do that through our Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Bitcoin address there, as well as some links that'll help you get Bitcoin, like ExpressCoin.com, or learn more about Bitcoin from WeUseCoins.com. ExpressCoin, though, is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency of choice. There's Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, all available at ExpressCoin.com. They're fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer, and just go to ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the United States or Canada, they can help you. ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your preferred cryptocurrency with no fee at all. But if you've got more than $40 worth, then it's a really great fee. I don't think you're going to find a better price anywhere online. At least I haven't seen it. ExpressCoin.com. Go get your favorite cryptocurrency, and don't forget code FTL. Let's go to Troy in northern Minnesota. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNMT.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I really like you guys' program and all that, but I'm just not into all this freewheeling, dope smoking stuff. I just don't think it's a good thing. I think everything has a downside to it. I've been in the construction business now for 40 years. I've seen what it does to people. It slows their motor skills down as far as their movement. They seem to not be able to think as clear when it comes to certain things. I totally disagree. It's like alcohol. Everything has a downside to it. But all people want to preach about is the good things, you know? That's like,
yeah, I think that happens. I'd agree with you that has occurred with marijuana, and it's probably because it's illegal and people want it to be legal. So what they're doing is they're playing up the good sides, and they're not playing up the bad side.
Well, yeah, but just because you don't like something or that you can see some of the negative sides of it or that you think that the use of it is deleterious or bad doesn't mean that you should make a problem worse by throwing somebody in a jail cell, right?
No, not at all. You need to get them freaking help when you need to get them. You know?
Well, I mean
think about it this way. No, just wait a second here. Now, listen.
Okay.
What more better would the government like to do is to legalize all the drugs, just like what you were saying, you can put anything and everything in your own body. What benefit would that have with our government? You'd have a drugged up, lazy society that didn't give a damn about nothing.
I got news for you, man. That's already happening.
Whatever they want.
I can already put whatever I want in my own body. I mean, the government's never stopped me from taking any of the drugs I've ever taken in my life. It's just that, you know, if I happen to get caught with one of them on my person, then I'll go to prison and they'll ruin my life. So, I mean, you can argue against the use of drugs. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to persuade people to not use them. You can show them other options for, you know, things to do with their free time or whatever. But when you get to the point of wanting to either put someone in a jail cell, which you disagree with, and thank you for that. I'm glad you don't want to put someone in a jail cell, or force them into treatment.
You know, take these people. I mean, it's like it's a joke. You know, oh, you got a DUI, and you're on your fifth DUI. You get a slap on the wrist. You get sent out. Well, you know
most places, I don't know about Minnesota, but in most places, it's not a slap on the wrist on DUI number 5.
It's just not a slap on the wrist in DUI number 1.
In a lot of places, yeah, that's true. But look, I mean, to force someone into treatment is also something I disagree with, because you can't take somebody who's not ready to quit and put them into a system that is designed to help them quit. And it also hurts the people who are ready to quit. If you go to some sort of a help group, whether it's Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous, and that group is littered with people who are there on a court order who really don't, you know, they're not interested in actually quitting, then that actually harms the people who are there for the legitimate reason of they actually are ready to quit. You know, they've hit rock bottom, Troy, and they're ready to do something about it. So forcing people into treatment is also not effective. And really, ultimately, what these forced treatment programs do is they're like, you know, sort of like welfare for these treatment centers where the government courts. Say what?
I agree 100% with you. You know,
okay, good.
Like what's going on up in Denver. You know, I mean, look what's going on up there with the social service programs up there, because you've had such an influx of people coming into the area because they legalized it. Whatever. I don't care if they legalize it. But look what happens to the area as far as their social programs, the welfare system, health insurance, Medicaid, Medicare. I mean, now it's being maxed. So they need to take some of that money then and distribute it back into those programs. You know?
Well, they should just eliminate the program.
They've got $60 million. They made so much money, Troy, that they're actually refunding to taxpayers. So that's working out. Let me ask you this, though, Troy. Here's a question for you.
One thing. I would love, yeah, I mean, I got a farm. And I told my boys, I said, if they legalize it here in Minnesota, I'm growing me a cash crop instead of corn and soybeans.
it's the largest cash crop in the world. You can make the, you know, as far as nationally. But let me ask you this. Would you be willing to institute a program that has been shown in both Portugal and the Netherlands to have been successful in causing people to use, people generally to use drugs less?
Oh, 100%.
Great. That program will call decriminalization of drugs, because when they decriminalized drugs in Portugal and in Amsterdam, they saw a decrease not only of young people, but people generally using drugs. It also worked in California when they, because they've had that medical marijuana out there that basically anybody can get who goes to a, I don't know, a yoga studio and says, I got a back pain. In that period of time, they've actually seen violent crime and nonviolent crime decrease along with young people's use of drugs.
You know, I kind of look at it as like smoking cigarettes with kids. But now, granted, guys, I've never even smoked a joint in my life. I don't take any drugs. And I barely drink at all. You know, and I kind of look at it this way. What happens when you get mad at your parents, you know, or when, the establishment is telling you not to do something? Hell, we went out and started smoking, started drinking. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because that's what they told us not to do. The area that I grew up out west, I mean, I grew up in the mountains in Wyoming. We didn't have weed. You know, so, I mean, we took alcohol and smoking and chewing. But that's what we were preached at. You don't do that. So the more people get preached at not to do something, what are the kids going to do? You know? And I guess my other big gripe about this is that, and you guys have to admit this, this stuff that's coming into this country, this weed, there's no control over it because you don't know what's been put on it.
Well, that's true. And the reason why there's no control is because it's part of the black market, right? So because it's been made illegal, it's being handled by drug cartels. It's being handled by people who are willing to defend their turf with violence. You know, you don't see Budweiser going and blowing up, do they even own Jim Beam? I don't know who owns who. But, you know, you don't see Budweiser going and blowing up Coors, for instance. You know, they're not shooting. Their distributors are not shooting one another in the streets. So we don't have problems. I mean, the worst thing that'll happen is a truck will crash and some beer will spill into the street, right? I mean, that's about as bad as it gets now. It's not like it was during Prohibition, at least during alcohol prohibition. So it sounds to me, Troy, like we're actually on the same page as far as, like, you can see the value in decriminalizing or legalizing. It's just that what I'm hearing from you is that you're concerned with maybe the way things are being talked about, that you'd like to hear a more balanced discussion on the effects of these drugs.
I mean, all right. Smoking cigarettes gives you cancer, but smoking weed is all herbal and natural.
Well, there's actually evidence that shows that smoking weed might actually help prevent cancer or even reduce cancer, but that's another story. Thanks, Troy, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. It's an interesting world and one worth looking into, and thank you again. And you never know, you know, it might help you someday. You come down with some sort of horrible malady.
If you've got cancer, the worst, weed's certainly not the worst thing that's going to happen to you.
Yeah, there's more coming up here in moments. Of course, you can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting for you there on that site. They're all totally free, unlike a lot of those talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their sites. Once again, freetalklive.com.
FortGault.com. What Fort Gault is a kind of like a condominium, maybe a resort for liberty-oriented folks down in southern Chile. And so what they're doing is they're building a complex. It's going to be created by Benson Wood, which is a high-end architecture organization, actually here in New Hampshire.
Oh, so, wow.
You didn't know that?
Nope.
Nope. There you go. Benson Wood's a big deal. So what they're doing is they're going to build really ultra-small units in there, potentially small units. They let you have any size you want, but as small as 4 feet by 11 feet. And I think those are going to price at somewhere around $11,000. So that's a pretty much anybody can afford that. And now there's going to be a lot of communal spaces, a makerspace full of tools, a restaurant where people can hang out, lots of hangout spaces, workspaces, things like that. And the idea is to create this sort of liberty enclave down in Chile. And it bears mentioning that Chile, of course, is having its summer when it's winter down here. So it's obviously you could have an opportunity to escape the cold here in the United States. It's going to be affordable for those looking to establish a little home base outside the country. Go check them out. FortGault.com. Their project is interesting, and I'd love to see it get off the ground just to see what would happen. FortGault.com.
All right, our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. So it was. I thought that last call that we had was interesting, you know, because it sort of started out like there was some conflict there, and then we ended up finding all these points of agreement. The gentleman worked in construction, and, you know, he feels like he's seen some some of what he considers to be the deleterious effects of cannabis. And I, you know, would not recommend using cannabis while on a construction site.
Yeah, let's not move heavy equipment around while stoned.
Yeah, it just
seems like a bad idea.
I'm an advocate of cannabis use, but I would not go
not that much of an advocate of, yeah.
But I can tell you, you know, I've known plenty of construction guys, and I know it's certainly not uncommon for construction guys
to
be high.
Are you saying construction guys might smoke pot?
Oh, boy, do they. Not only do they smoke pot, but they'll drink on the job as well. So it's actually really amazing that anything actually does get built to spec. And, I mean, considering how common it is for construction people to be using various different mind and mood-altering substances while actually on the job, it's pretty impressive that they managed to get it done as effectively as they do. But, you know, we ended up coming to all these points of agreement. Like, well, you know, he agreed that people should not be locked up for using cannabis, and that even though he supports treatment, he also agreed that he didn't support forced treatment. So a lot of times when people throw out treatment as an option, they are talking about forcing users into a treatment system, which really isn't that much better than jail. I'll maybe give it to you that it's a little bit better than jail, but it's not that much better, because what makes it a little bit better is that, well, you're not in a jail cell during that time frame.
Sure.
But it's also not good, because it's really not helpful for people to force them into something that they're not ready for. But I realize that some people might hear me say that and say, well, you don't want to help people. Well, I'm fine with helping people, but they have to want it. They have to be
ready
for it.
You can't help somebody who doesn't want help when it comes to treatment.
Right.
All you're doing is dragging it down for everybody else.
Absolutely.
The Alcoholics Anonymous program, and I may have some problems with it, and Narcotics Anonymous is the same way.
Right.
They have one line that I certainly agree with, is the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, you know, conversely, if you do not have a desire to stop using, you are not qualified for membership.
Yeah, you don't
belong. You should not be there. These people are struggling every minute and every day not to use, and you're there not committed to not using? Get out.
It can be difficult to watch someone that you love, whether they be a family member, a friend, or a coworker, whoever, to watch somebody that you care about struggle with drug addiction or alcohol addiction. Again, alcohol is a drug. But to watch them struggle with that, to reach out to them and to let them know that you care and to let them know that, you know, you're willing to help them when they're ready for that help. But, you know, to leave it there, to be willing to just stop at that point, to not go further and, you know, force them into some sort of a program. I can understand how that could be frustrating, because you ultimately, you know, you want what's best for that person, and you know what's best. You know that what's best for them is to stop smoking meth or whatever it is that their problem is. But they're not there yet. You know, they haven't, even though it may seem to you like they're at rock bottom, to them, maybe they're not. And it can be difficult to watch someone struggle, to watch somebody hurt themselves over time, to watch them lose a job, to watch them lose a loved one, you know, have their wife or husband divorce them or girlfriend or boyfriend break up with them and, you know, have their kids taken from them. And I mean, that's got to be hard to go through as someone who cares about that person.
Sure.
But you can't express how much you care, I don't think, at least. And if you disagree, feel free to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. I don't think that forcing them into some sort of a treatment program is an expression of how you care for that person. I think that that's the wrong thing to do. It's only going to create resentment towards you as the person who put them in that position.
Right. Well, you can, if you are close to somebody who has a drug problem, whatever that drug problem might be, you can take all kinds of steps to help that person along their way. So, for instance, you can disallow them from living in your home when they do drugs. You can refuse to give them money to do drugs. You can do a whole bunch of different things. These are just a couple of ideas. Don't allow them to drive your car if they're going to have drugs.
Yeah, sure.
At all, if they're going to have used drugs. If they've used drugs in the last week, don't allow them to drive your car. Whatever it is, you state it to them so they're clear as to what it is and why it is, and then you follow through. Do the tough love.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
Tough love without force.
You have no obligation to help somebody use mind-altering substances. You, as their parent, as their boyfriend or their girlfriend or whatever it is that you are, you have no obligation to them. Your obligation is to yourself and what your values are.
Mm-hmm.
And if those are what your values are, stick with them, because you're not helping anybody else. But at the same time, when you're trying to force somebody, it's not going to work.
Well, yeah, I mean, using force usually has unintended consequences, and we've seen it crystal clear on the national level or on the state or local level with the governments of the world and our local governments. You know, when they use force, we see how that backfires. We see how the war on drugs has backfired, that, you know, they thought they could somehow stop people from using drugs by threatening them, by putting them in cages, but ultimately that doesn't work. It just makes their lives that much worse. And a lot of people are using drugs because they want to escape from a bad life or from what they perceive of as a bad life. A lot of people, you know, we've seen studies about this. Remember the study, which was really shocking to me even, you know, and I'm not unfamiliar with the sort of the underground drug world, that the study of the heroin and, crack and meth addicts who were brought into a hospital environment and given the choice between a nice, fresh, pure rock of crack cocaine every day in the morning or whenever, and or a $20 bill. Now, of course, the trick was they had to wait on the $20 bill. If they said yes to the money, they would collect it 3 weeks later after this long-term study was done. So they were literally in that hospital for 3 weeks. Going through this study.
What this study, and it's been replicated too, mm-hmm. There's not just one study. What this study showed is there actually is no such thing as drug addiction. What there is desperate people.
Yeah, there are people with choices and, you know, really tough lives who feel like these drugs are an escape from those lives. And when they see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, when they have what they perceive of as a better option, they'll choose that better option. I mean, these were what seemed like hopeless addicts that they brought into this study.
Sure.
And they found that when it was like $5, it wasn't, they really didn't go for the $5
right.
that much. But when it was $20, they picked the $20 more often than not. And they stuck with
sometimes
picking
the $20 money. Wouldn't even be given until after the program
was
over.
It would never be given until after the program was
never
over.
Never after? Okay.
Until 3 weeks later. And so we'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. People respond to incentives. It's Free Talk Live.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you here to dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we'd like you to shop with us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You're actually shopping on Amazon, but you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. You're paying the same great Amazon prices with the same great, you know, free Super Saver shipping or Amazon Prime deals. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of their profits. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there for Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. And again, it's easy, and it makes a big difference for us when you do it that way. So please go to shop.freetalklive.com. Virgil Viduva, who we had on the show earlier this week, has posted to his Facebook page about the experience that he had in court today in Xenia, Ohio. You may recall that Virgil was arrested recently for a violation of the panhandling ordinance there in town, or at least what was an apparent violation of the panhandling ordinance. As he'll make clear, he actually didn't violate the text of the ordinance, but that didn't prevent the jury from finding him guilty today. So let me share the story. By the way, he doesn't live in Xenia. He lives about probably 15 minutes away. He had heard about this panhandling ordinance, and he'd also heard that panhandling ordinances had been overturned in other places. I remember, Mark, when you and I went down to Florida. Actually, I think when I went down without you once, I noticed that there were a lot more people on the streets asking for money, and that's because the ACLU had won a case that essentially invalidated any panhandling ordinances across the entirety of the state of Florida. So this is sort of a trend that has been happening, but apparently Xenia hasn't caught wind of it yet, and so now Virgil has decided to take this up as an issue and committed a little bit of civil disobedience. It was not his first arrest, but I think his second. He's also been arrested for being a photographer at a protest at a local mall in the area as well.
Yeah, it sounds like the cops there locally are still trying to figure this out. All these people doing these protests and stuff.
Oh, they figured it out. They arrest people they don't like and then charge them with a bunch of nonsense. Yeah. They've got it figured out.
It didn't really work out that well for them here in Keene, and probably over time, if they get enough pressure, they'll stop up there too.
Virgil writes, so I finally made it in front of a computer to post an update about the trial from this morning. Unfortunately, I mistakenly started the Bambuser stream in private, so no one got to watch it live. But the recording is here with a really sucky soundtrack, and he links to it. The entire thing, I hope there was a better camera there. We'll need to find out about that. The entire thing lasted a bit over an hour, and then it took the jury about 20 minutes to find me guilty of panhandling, in spite of their law defining panhandling as asking for money only for personal use. Now, didn't he tell us, and he says that's not what he was doing. Didn't he tell us he was doing it for charity or something?
It's true, it was given away.
Right, so by definition of the law itself, of the ordinance text defining panhandling,
yeah,
this wasn't actually panhandling.
What does the jury care? They're a bunch of mouth-breathing sycophants. They find the oldest, dumbest, and most compliant, and they put them on a jury.
Well, doesn't this also show that it's not a nation of laws, right? This is a nation of men. Even in this case, the men and women on the jury who arbitrarily decided that this guy should be convicted of panhandling when the law itself makes it clear that it's not actually panhandling. I mean, if the law doesn't fit, they're not supposed to convict this person. But yet they did anyway. Sort of like they did with...
they told him he couldn't talk about the Constitution in the courtroom.
That's true. It's sort of like the case of the Bartholomew brothers out in California who were convicted of crimes that did not actually... They were not found guilty of at a trial.
It's like the opposite of jury nullification.
Yeah, it's like jury convict... I don't know what you call that. What the hell do you call
finding
that?
Finding people guilty of crimes they didn't commit, obviously, of which there is no evidence that they committed.
So it's a good outcome. It's a good outcome. And his, by the way, sentencing is going to be on Tuesday.
Well, I mean, the outcome is terrible for the taxpayers of Xenia because they're going to be paying to take this thing all the way to federal court. These idiots on the first in the prosecutor's office, the police, the prosecutors, and now the jury, they all just racked up a giant tax bill for Xenia, Ohio. Good going, folks. You had an opportunity to support free speech and stop some silly, silly lawsuit from going through. That's already been decided, by the way. The case law on this is clear.
Yeah.
This is freedom of speech. It's happening all across the country, and you just cost yourself probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dollars.
So he says this is the outcome he was expecting, as it sets the stage for the next step, which is an appeal and then a federal lawsuit against the city of Xenia for violating people's civil rights.
A federal lawsuit that he's going to win and probably get some kind of ruling on.
Hopefully he'll get money. Some money out
That's
of it,
what I mean.
Too. That'll be nice to help him move to New Hampshire with. That's the long game, he says, for this, and the short-term consequences are not that important. Which, by the way, short-term consequences, he's told us, could be 30 days in jail. Now, this sounds like it's his first conviction, so, the judge may not sentence him to jail on this. We'll find out more about that next week, but it's possible. You know, maybe this judge will want to send a message to all those panhandlers out there, or to anyone who would dare to involve themselves in civil disobedience. It's certainly possible that that could happen. Anyway, throughout the trial, the judge, he says, prohibited me from bringing up my First Amendment rights and repeatedly denied my motions to reconsider, allowing me to bring up the constitutionality of this law. At one point, the prosecutor told the jury that the state has the right to regulate speech, at which point the entire gallery of people that came to support me burst into uncontrollable laughter. The judge threatened them with getting kicked out of the courtroom. The jury pool was stacked with government employees, one cop, a woman who stated on the record she is very pro-police, and a guy who had a bunch of cop relatives. The outcome is not a surprise at all. Dio Odalecki got to follow some of the jurors out of the courthouse and tried to ask them some questions. One black juror said, I broke the law and therefore I need punishment. When Dio pointed out to him that slavery used to be legal, he answered, that was in the past.
Right. All the laws now are good.
I have mixed emotions about this, writes Virgil. On one hand, I was hoping to find some shred of humanity and justice in the hearts of jurors, which would have been a win for the jury process, but clearly that's not the case, as the state has brainwashed people into blindly obeying instructions from people in robes and completely forego the morality and ethics of justice. On the other hand, it's a win because it moves my original plan forward, which was always to give Xenia a taste of justice in the federal courts. Thanks to everyone who showed showed up to support me. I'm honored to count you among my friends. So I will put a link to his Bambuser video, which, again, he says the soundtrack's not so great. I haven't actually sampled it myself, so I can't speak as to whether or not it's even listenable. But I'm really hoping that there was somebody with a, you know, an actual proper camera recording this this hearing. I think the more that we can get this kind of stuff out there, the better off everybody is, because a lot of people are afraid of court. A lot of people are intimidated by this system and the process, and showing what it's really like, I think, you know, and not like, you know, Judge Judy, but what
why wouldn't
really
they be
like?
intimidated in this circumstance, yeah. Though? I mean, this guy went in front of a jury of his supposed peers, in this case, he was peerless, but that's my opinion. He went in front of a jury of his peers. He presented the evidence that he did not commit the crime, even if the crime was bad. Then he talked about how they can nullify the crime, right?
No, he was not allowed to do that.
Unable to even mention the Constitution, they found him guilty.
Let's go to Steve. He's in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Steve.
Hey, a couple of times now I've heard you ask, what is the opposite of jury nullification? I got a good term for you.
Yes.
It's called rubber stamping.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
they just kind
bad.
Of go right along with whatever's being stated. The judge says, find him guilty. Okay, ching.
Whatever you say. Well, let's get out of here. We're hungry.
Yeah. That's called rubber stamping in my book.
Yep. It, likely this is the case. I mean, if you're on a jury with somebody who says they're very pro-police, and those people are definitely in existence.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody who's, you know, got relatives that are police officers, you're going to have a heck of a time acquitting this guy. All you can hope to do is hang the jury, and that's going to take forever because the judge is going to send you back. You're going to talk about hours. You're going to sit there and listen to people badger you while they're doing, oh, but the police are just doing their jobs, and these are the laws. It's a nation of laws. Western civilization falls apart.
Sorry about that.
No, go ahead.
It's notoriously difficult, but, you know, when you don't have a jury, you've got judge who's on the payroll of the state,
yep.
Prosecutor who's on the payroll of the state, the clerk who's on the payroll of the state, the bailiff who's on the payroll of the state. All of these people are on the payroll of the state, and you're the one that's not. Any question how this is going to turn out?
Yeah.
There's not really much of a question.
Oh. You nailed that one, Steve.
All right.
Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453. So we will continue to update you as we learn more about Virgil's case and where it goes next, which, again, is going to be sentencing. And I imagine that if he's sentenced to jail, that he'll have to go ahead and sit in jail while he appeals. We'll find out more, though. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is coming up.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.